So now we're going to go ahead and we're going to finish up the cake with our pipe decorations on the top border and the bottom. And I'm using the same chocolate frosting as, of course, the rest of the cake, but I did just whip up a batch right before this to have enough to show you the decorations. So it's just a tad lighter than this one, but within an hour or so will actually be the same color, just if you were wondering if I was doing a new and funky two-tone effect. But anyways, I just wanted to show you that there are certain parts of the bottom that are definitely not perfect, but because we knew we were piping a border, we can go ahead and not be super particular about the very bottom. So you'll see sometimes my cake board's showing, but because I knew we were piping decorations, I was okay with that. If the cake is going to be used, you know, as it is or not have piping along the bottom, you would certainly want your frosting to extend to the very bottom of your cake board, like it does there. But again, when you know that that's going to be covered, nobody will know. So we're just going to go ahead and pipe right over top of that. And I've got a piping bag here. Now this is a 12 inch. I use usually a 14 for frosting borders, but I have the 12 and the 14 for the top. And I've gone ahead and put the, I think it's a Wilton tip, and it's 1M. And it's a nice star tip, not too big, not too small. I like to use it for the bottom border. And to fill the piping bag, turn the bag over at the top with a cuff and just go ahead and scoop it in, trying to just sort of aim down rather than smearing it along the cuff. Just sort of get it all in there and using my finger to sort of put pressure on there so that it slides off the spatula. And you don't want to overfill this. You're good with, you know, half full, but if you overfill it, you're going to end up with icing coming out the top, and you're certainly not going to have the same control. And you know, with this type of a thing, control is important, not as important as if you were piping something lovely as far as with royal icing onto a cake or something. But again, you still want to feel some control and you don't want to overfill it. So I hold it over the bowl and sort of push down all the frosting to the very end. And you'll feel sort of some air in there, and if you do, you can just sort of push it up, work it out a little bit, like push it down, squeeze it, and you'll feel it come out the top, and then give it a final twist. What happens when there's air in there is you go to pipe it onto your cake and it splatters every once in a while, and it's not a nice look. So we'll try to avoid that. And we're going to give this a twist. Now, I'm just going to hold it, but you can certainly go ahead and use, you know, an elastic and wrap it around the top. But I have a feeling I may have to refill this for the bottom. I'm not sure. So we'll just leave that twisted. Just want to make sure that no frosting comes out the top. You want to make sure you've got that nice and tight. And then you can go ahead and, you know, practice or at least get sort of the air out, if there is any air, on a piece of wax paper first, and make sure that it's coming out okay. And now we're going to go ahead and start at the bottom, and then when you're actually ready to start decorating, you're going to use your left hand to turn the turntable. So if I was piping a decoration just onto the cake, I would support it like this with my other hand, but when I'm doing something sort of with fluid movement like this, we're going to use this hand to turn the turntable. So I'm just going to actually wipe that off and go ahead and apply some pressure and release the pressure. And while I'm releasing the pressure, I'm slightly, you know, the cake is turning to the right slightly because of my hand, which is actually causing it to move to the right. My decoration is going to sort of taper off to the right. So, and then we're going to overlap just slightly again. So pressure, less pressure. Pressure, less pressure. And turning all the while. Pressure, less pressure. Pressure, less pressure. And we're going to go all the way around the cake. And you'll find that it's actually a little bit easier the faster you go, or at least with a little bit of rhythm. We're just going to go all the way around. You can see how important a turntable is here, but you could do it without. You just have to just take care to sort of pull to the right just slightly, and the key here is overlapping just slightly as well and letting it taper off. And it naturally tapers off when we let go and release pressure. So pressure, less pressure. And we are just going to whip around the cake. There we go. And if you need to, you can sort of push the frosting down again, give it another twist, just make sure everything kind of in line there. And you're just going to finish it up. Really fun, fast, quick way to frost a cake as far as decorating goes. So there's the bottom. Really quick and easy, and hides all sorts of flaws. So when in doubt, put some borders on there. Sprinkles work too. So, you know, no cake's ever perfect. So there's always a nice way to polish them up and make them look nice and finished. So now we're going to do the top. And I've got a larger piping bag because this requires more icing to go around the top, because I've chosen a really fat tip here, the Wilton 1E, and I love this one. It's really fat, really bulky, and it sort of yields this ruffly, big, oversized sort of shell. So I tend to like that one for the top, just to switch it up. And what I'm going to do is, I'm actually going to hold the bag this time straight above the cake, but it's the same idea. It's sort of applying pressure, releasing pressure, applying pressure, releasing pressure, and all the while tapering each one off and then overlapping when you start the next. That's really the secret, no matter what tip you're using, if you're going for this type of sort of a shell look. Okay, so again, you can sort of give it a little test squeeze there on your paper just to make sure that everything's a-okay. And I may actually quickly wipe that off. Just make sure there's no sort of blobs on there. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to just hold the piping bag above the cake this time, sort of at a 90 degree angle. We're going to apply pressure and release pressure. Apply and release. We're going to go all the way around the cake. You just want to make sure that your frosting is always at the bottom of the bag and not sort of working its way up to the top, because then you'll get sort of more air bubbles. So hopefully you can see how I'm doing this from the distance I have of the camera. Kind of just keep it fluid, keep it moving. Look, I'm almost out of icing. We got one more in there. Let's see if we can do this. I'm kind of going unorthodox here. Actually, I'm going to wipe that off. Okay, and then one last one too. Oops, made a mess. And then one last one, that's not my best. But anyways, there we have it. So we can leave it as it is, which looks yummy and fluffy, which I like. So now I'm going to go ahead and again, you knew there'd be sprinkles. So just to brighten this up, chocolate is glorious, but it's also very brown. So sometimes I like to brighten it up and add some fun colors. So I've got my trusty jar of Confetti Quinn sprinkles. And I'm just going to go ahead, and of course you can do this however you like, but I just like to put them around the border, kind of just for fun. There we go, and they're going to bounce all over my kitchen. But again, like I said last time, when applying sprinkles, one of these days I'll think to do this for the actual video, is I put a cookie sheet, I'll put this whole turntable right on a cookie sheet. And then I just go crazy with the sprinkles, and most of them stay within the cookie sheet. And I just, you know, I can either put them right back in the jar afterwards, or, you know, if they're wasted, then it's an easy cleanup. So you can go as crazy as you like here. There is our chocolate triple chocolate birthday cake.